From the pounding heart of forgotten America, I am Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Common Sense Radio, where we cut through the noise and get right to the truth of the matter. Are you ready for this? Because we are. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, Starbucks apologizing once again after its employees tossed out police officers on the 4th of July, claiming that having police buying coffee made other customers feel uncomfortable. Is this really what we've come to? The answer is no, by the way. We can do better than this. Number two, Nancy and Alexandria seem to be having bigger problems than before. It seems AOC and her crew are still mad that the Trump administration got the money to cover emergency funding for kids and families at the border. And number one, while I was away, I caught a bit of the Democratic debates from the two dozen people that want to be president. And the biggest shock to me, if it's a shock at all, is how much they want you and I to pay for. They want us to pay for everything, it seems. You see, it seems when other people have sex, Democrats are demanding you pay for it. No matter what happens next, no matter what they decide to do next. But wait, before anyone even has sex, Democrats want you to buy birth control pills and condoms. They say it is the right thing to do, and refusing is akin to being racist because most people who cannot afford to get such things on their own are poor and usually people of color. This is an argument that's used ad nauseum by those on the left when they say, you must pay for other people's really bad decisions. Let me give you a few examples, if I may. If other people have sex and say they catch a sexually transmitted disease, Democrats think you should pick up the tab. You should pick up the tab for their health care. They'll obviously need to battle the illness, and it's your responsibility to help them do that. Now, how can that possibly be true, you ask? Well, simple. Because everyone deserves universal health care or Medicare for all. It's a human right, and you are the one required to provide it. Never mind that we have millions of Americans, including decorated veterans, that don't get the same consideration today from the left, but that's not important. Let's be perfectly clear. Universal health care means taking care of others who have had sex and are exposed to chlamydia, syphilis, herpes, and a host of other prevalent sexually transmitted diseases, even HIV, of course. You're required to pick up the tab even though you already paid for condoms to prevent this catastrophe in the first place. You fell short. You need to get out your wallet. Come on, these people really can't be expected to be responsible for their own actions anyway. Who do you think you are? The range of treatment options can be as simple as one series of antibiotics, or it could mean a lifetime of antiviral medications to a complex strategy of drugs to keep somebody from getting full-blown AIDS. The cost of the system is measured in the billions, billions of dollars. If other people have sex and a baby is conceived, well, it becomes your financial responsibility almost immediately as well. If the mother decides she doesn't want to keep the child, then you will be required to cough up the money for an abortion, if that's what she chooses. This is true no matter what moral objections you may have to killing a baby. Democrats believe that taxpayers are responsible for covering the actions of anyone and everyone else. If you object, you are once again pushed into the corner and labeled as a racist, bigot, or a misogynist because you obviously don't get it. After all, as we've been told time and again, the majority of women in trouble live in a disadvantaged poor community, most likely, and communities at risk, and are primarily women of color. So if you deny them the access to these crucial health care needs, you're a bigot, you're a misogynist, you're a knuckle-dragger. To deny them a free taxpayer-funded abortion amounts to a 21st-century Jim Crow law and outright racism. If you object on moral grounds, you're most likely just a far-right Christian zealot. I mean, look at yourself. If other people have sex and decide they want to keep the baby, well, that's a whole different thing. Democrats say it's your responsibility to take care of that child for the rest of his or her life, or non-binary life, as it may be. In fact, they demand that, too. If other people have sex and have little means to support themselves, then you will begin by picking up the tab for the mom's prenatal care, you know, that health care, universal coverage thing. Whether or not the parents, assuming the father is still around, take care of themselves or not, Democrats demand that you take care of them no matter what happens, and you pick up the bill. You know, by the way, high-risk babies can come into the world at a cost of well more than $1 million apiece. And that's on those who chip in and pay taxes by working and investing every day. The parents are not required to lift one finger if they decide not to. And who are you to say otherwise? Under the Democrats, it's your responsibility to pay for early child development, child care, breakfast, lunch, and, of course, dinner, too. You're required to pay for clothing, more doctor's visits, and when it's time for the little tykes to go to school, to run off to college, that's on you, too. In fact, under the Democrats' plan for a better America, other people can have sex pretty much anywhere in the world under any circumstance, and it's your responsibility to pay the bill for everything that follows. Democrats, for the most part, support sanctuary cities, the elimination of immigration and custom enforcement, and the Border Patrol. In addition, nearly every single Democrat running for president right now says illegal aliens should get universal health care just like everyone else in the country. It's a human right, you know, if you've already forgotten. So you see, if other people have sex, it is your responsibility to pay for that no matter what the outcome and no matter where they are from. And honestly, why do you think that even matters? So you see, if other people have sex, it's your job. Of course, there's no explanation whatsoever of how to pay for such things, and why worry about that anyway? The money will come from somewhere. It's just money, and we can print pretty much all we need. Just ask the Democrats about modern monetary policy, which is basically print as much money as you want. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of them. We can make our way through. And seriously, any objections from you means you're most likely a privileged, white, bigoted American who has the nerve to believe in God and personal responsibility. How ridiculous. The bottom line is this. This is what I would call truly getting screwed by the Democrats, because no matter what people do, people you don't know, when they go off and they have sex and they put that responsibility back on you because it's your responsibility, and any chance that you have to get out of that makes you a bad person. Oh, and did I mention, by the way, and if you haven't seen this, this is true, it's your responsibility as well to pay for people who want to change their gender surgically, permanently, so they can be more comfortable when they have sex with other people that you don't know. It's true, and that's a story we'll get to another day. There's a surge right now in military applications because now that the military has been told it has to provide such transitions, there's a big surge into the military so that people that want sex change operations can get the United States government to get you to foot the bill. And again, if you object in any way, there's something wrong with you. Not the other way around. There's something wrong with you. Consider that for a while. No matter what other people do, this is one example. No matter what other people do, it's your responsibility to pay for it. No matter how well you conduct yourself, no matter how careful you are, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's 14 after on a Monday. Man, it feels good to be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
More than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking, and they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
If you once played high school sports but now think that spectating is all you can do, there's a great opportunity waiting out there for you to get back in the game. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. If you were a prep athlete, officiating is a great way to give something back to the game, stay in shape, and meet new people. Register online at MHSAA.com and get back in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.